the corner. We'll continue to monitor air ground for further communications with Intrepid. Intrepid, Houston.
Go, Houston.
Roger, we'd like to check out a couple of AG's addresses if, when you get a chance. Would you read out address 233 and 464 for us, please?
Okay, there's 233 plus 00250. 464 is plus 00500.
Roger, thank you, Al. Those addresses are okay.
Okay. Hey, Houston, Intrepid.
Intrepid Houston, go.
Okay, we were marking on Pollux and we entered one wrong number. It did a verb 32. Is there any way to wipe out that set of marks now that we did the verb 32?
Stand by, Pete. We'll confer with the experts here.
Forget it, Houston, I can do the program over again.
Roger, they're asking for 30 more seconds.
Okay, we'll wait. All we want to do is get outside, that's all.
Intrepid Houston, simplest thing to do is do the program over.
We agree. Bye-bye.
Okay. This is Apollo Control. Crew of Intrepid are rather quiet at this time, doing some alignments of the Intrepid's inertial measuring unit, taking sightings on the stars. Other activities associated with powering down the limb. But we'll leave the circuit up, in spite of the lack of conversation, to catch any discussions that take place between Intrepid and the ground. Some 29 minutes until Yankee Clipper comes over the hill again. It's Apollo Control standing by on live air ground. we'll leave the circuit up in spite of the lack of conversation to catch any discussions that take place between Intrepid and the ground. Some 29 minutes until Yankee Clipper comes over the hill again. It's Apollo Control standing by on live air ground. This is Apollo Control. Lunar Module Systems Engineer reported to Flight Director Cliff Charlesworth that at the time of touchdown, some 3.8% of descent propellants were still aboard at shutdown. Still standing by on air ground for resumption of communication between Intrepid and Mission Control. 22 minutes, 23 seconds until acquisition by Yankee Clipper.
And there are your torquing angles.
Roger, they look great.
And there's your lat, long, and altitude.
Roger, let us look at that for a second.
Looks like Dick did some good tracking with an altitude like that.
Roger.
Hey, Houston, it's even fun at 1.6G inside this spacecraft.
Don't break anything, Al.
Now, as soon as we landed, we started handling the books like we do in the simulator. 1G, we were throwing them off the table and over near the circuit breakers and what have you.
Intrepid Houston, recommend you accept 989.
Okay, that's done, and we're going to Pooh. And if it's okay with you, we'll go ahead and do the second P-57 right now.
Roger, Intrepid, go.
Okay.
Intrepid Houston, would you read us out AGS address 267?
Coming at you. Plus 10240.
Roger, thank you. Hey, Intrepid Houston, we're just chasing a funny in the AGS. We're convinced it's okay, and we're just trying to figure it all out.
Okay, no sweat. Okay, Houston, there are the torquing angles.
Roger, Pete, we copy.
Want us to torque?
Roger, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, what do you want to do with that one?
Let's look at it for just a minute, Pete.
Okay.
Intrepid Houston, recommend you reject this 989. Your first one was a little better.
Okay, reject it is.
Intrepid Houston, if you go Poo and Data, we're ready to fire you up some new vectors.
Roger, just a second. 047 is plus 37433. And 053 is plus 05250.
Roger, stand by. We got him, Al.
Okay.
Roger, it looks like you better tweak up your steerable a little bit. Looks like we're beginning to lose a little signal.
Okay, what do you recommend is the best possible angle?
Stand by, Al. We'll get him. Intrepid Houston, try pitch. Plus 13, yaw. Minus 26.
The yaw would be good, but the pitch isn't even close. It must be somewhere around 110.
Roger, it's pitch 113, sorry.
My fault. That's where we are now, Houston.
Roger.
Okay, Houston, you got Poo and Data.
Roger, Pete. Intrepid Houston, I've got the octal data for your P-22 workaround procedure.
Okay, we are ready to copy.
Okay, your first one is 04645, enter. And 35070, enter.
Okay, 04645 enter and 35070 enter.
That's affirmative, Pete, and I've got a DAP load update for limb weight for you.
Okay.
Roger, your new limb weight is 10802.
10802, Roger. And Houston, are we stay yet?
Affirmative, stay for T3.
Okay, we'll go ahead on surface 9 and start our stay partial power down.
Roger.
And do you have a P-22 act time?
Roger, Pete. It's on your lunar surface pad. Stand by. I'll read it out to you again.
We got
okay.
it.
Intrepid Houston, we have an update on that P-22 act time for you.
Go.
Okay, figure on 112-2430.
Roger, 112-2430.
Affirmative. Intrepid Houston, the computer's yours.
Roger.
You have a new RLS and state vector.